to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Do you pick up your kids like every day?
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
When I'm in town, but it's like a lot of time. Sometimes I drive the whole night. Like I will do the National Arts Festival in Grahamstown, and then drive when I come back, like on the last day, drive the whole night so that I can make it at 7.
Whoa, in the morning?
Yeah, in the morning.
Damn.
So sometimes I'll get in at 6 and then choo-choo. Dude, I went to Ghana, arrived at 4, home at 6, and then 7 I was on the road.
Damn.
Hold on, wait. You went to Ghana?
Yeah.
Arrived at 4 in Ghana.
No, coming back. When I was coming back.
Oh.
When I was coming back. Like, seriously. I mean Ghana, Accra, not some Kasi somewhere zone.
What is, like, what can't your wife do it?
Yeah. They're boys, man. Mm. And I feel it's better when I do it. Like,
because the ones in the mornings are the worst. In the afternoon, yeah, it's fine.
But let me also tell you this. Actually, we do it together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So when she will do it alone when I'm not in town.
Mm.
But whenever I'm around, we do it together.
Have you ever used your kids to like make up an excuse for not making a meeting or somewhere you don't want to go?
Oh, in? My kids, they don't know how sick they be. Oh, my kids. She has no idea. She's got the weakest immune system in the world. And she doesn't know it. My daughter got the weakest. She doesn't know she's got heart problems. She be playing Maddie and all. Meanwhile, she's in the hospital. Yeah, to some people, she's in the hospital.
Do you use your kids as an excuse?
No, only like I don't do meetings that I don't want to do.
Yes.
Except for, actually, this is actually something for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a message on DM yesterday and said, can you do a free gig?
Yeah.
But now, I don't know this person. I don't know if it's a prank or if they're trying to see
or the journalist.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Much, oh, yeah.
So I had to be polite. They think I'm picking up my kid and I only get home at 6.
But that's the cheat code for being a parent. It's one of the advantages of being a parent. Yeah. No one will ever say, fuck you, be here, fuck your kid. No one will ever say, fuck your kid. You promise you're going to be here. No one. You can bail out of anything using your kids.
Yeah, because remember our parents used to, like, remember we thought adulting means you're going to have kids to send around.
Yeah.
Ah, these kids, I don't care, bro. So you might as well use them to make some money.
Damn, you come all the way from Ghana to your kids to pick them up. You can't send them around. Do they complain? Resister.
No, but listen, I don't have a problem. You know, like how parents go, like, Saul, come here. Neleze remote. And is there.
Yeah, the abuse of the privileges.
This one will question you.
Yes.
Like, kids now, you have to
for
make
real?
Sense.
Yeah,
like,
you need to have answers.
You
yeah,
need to have answers with these kids.
Yeah.
Oh, and he has a tablet and then and Google. So I don't know what he's going to Google if...
Yeah.
Is he supposed to do this?
Oh, yeah. Am I supposed to?
Google is right.
Yeah. So that's the thing. Our parents used to lie, dog. Our parents used to lie. We can't with these kids.
Yeah.
You know, like in December, I was talking about these things. Like, for example, the aeroplane, the kid coming with a plane.
Mm.
My younger sister, I believe that up until my younger sister, right, the one that came after me, I went to sleep. I was young for like, I think about 7 to notice the whole pregnancy thing. You know, my mom left at night and then she went to the second house. And then in the morning, they're like, you have a sister. In my mind, I was thinking, what about the plane?
You want to tell me there was an aeroplane and I missed
it? It landed, bruh.
You know, and it's giving me like it's not even kikokasi. Like, the whole thing, that's my main problem. What about the plane? You have a sister, yeah, but the plane. Dude, the tooth fairy thing.
That thing's still a thing.
So now I forget because my wife wakes him up and then do the thing, and then now I wake up late. Every time this boy wakes up, under the thing. Now tooth fairy nowadays. It must be the government. It must be vaccine. I don't know. Like, you must come up.
It's unemployment.
Now, why too very early late for the whole week? Well, sometimes I remember at night, I'm like, I'm going to have to go to the ATM for this guy.
Yeah.
I think Tooth Fairy must send e-wallet. Like now, if I can go like, oh, boy, e-wallet. Yeah, e-wallet. So those are the things that you can't explain.
Probably going to edit the name that says...
sent by.
Yeah, sent by Mampani.
I'm from the times of... editing, please call me. I'll find a way.
Oh, yeah, remember, please call. I need my man.
Please call, I'm outside.
Please call, I'm outside.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. I love you. Please call, I love you.
Remember when you do this thing where you say to someone, if I send one call back, it means I'm coming.
Yeah.
If I send two, it means I'm no longer coming.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
And then you forget that you already sent two callbacks for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And then you send one, but now...
they've expired. Like,
you can only get three for the day.
I didn't think you were coming.
I didn't think you were coming.
Welcome to the 1K podcast. Only 1K is understand that.
What is
gone?
And they spy. Anyway, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Sopenduka is here. Shane is here. Tibla is here. Coast Lady is here. Doomy is here. Dudu is here. Shots is here. Neo is here. Fed Shaker is here. Simpio is here. And please make some round of applause for our guest, our first comedian of 2026. And he's not just any comedian, bro.
Nah, bro.
Award winning comedian.
Yeah.
Make some noise for Chris Mapane. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, where I want to start, guys, I don't know if you guys saw this, but this is a fucking game changer. Remember the TikToker, Kabi Lane?
Oh, yeah, Kabi, the Italian, black Italian guy.
Yes. Yeah. This guy just signed a deal worth about $1 billion.
No way. No.
Kid you not.
A billion. So, whoever gave him $1 billion, how are they making it back?
Listen to this, man. Please play the shots.
First time in 150 years, this 19-year-old is set to become the queen.
Wrong one.
Queen of Spain. Why are you checking out Queen of Spain, Shots?
Queen of Spain, what's...
After the headlines about him being deported from the USA, people said it was over. They said the fame was gone, the money was gone, and the silent TikTok guy would disappear forever. For a moment, it even felt true. His content went quiet. No big appearances, no loud comeback, just silence. And the internet did what it always does. It moved on and assumed the worst. People believed KB was broke, forgotten, and done. But while everyone was talking, KB was planning. In January 2026, he made a move no one expected. He agreed to a massive stock deal with a US-listed company called Rich Sparkle Holdings, valued between $900 to $975 million. This wasn't a normal brand deal. He gave up major commercial rights to his image for 3 years and turned his influence into a long-term business asset. The most shocking part? The deal allows the creation of an AI version of Cabby, a digital twin that can work non-stop even when he's offline. After quietly leaving the US in 2025 due to a visa issue, his silence wasn't weakness. It was preparation. Cabby didn't come back louder. He came back smarter. So the real question is, did anyone see this comeback coming? Everyone thought...
Bro! Game changer. Game fucking changer.
That's insane.
So essentially, this company has signed his image rights, right, for 3 years, so they can do whatever they want. They're going to create another KB, an AI version. So like when he's sleeping, whatever, the AI is still doing.
So he's okay if they make a porn video of him, an AI one?
Obviously, they're not going to do that. They want to make money, bro. They got to make their money back.
Oh, yeah, but what I'm saying is if they do things that... they use his image in doing...
That's bad for business. I doubt they'll do that. But
yeah, because they're trying to recoup, actually.
100%. Essentially, because within 3 years, they're saying that they're going to make about $4 billion from his image rights. So they're going to take his stuff and turn it into, like, isiZulu, and then and then rock it,
and then sell Chomp. Or do they still make Chomp the chocolate? Or what do Zulu kids like eating in the morning? I get you. It's endless. It's endless, bro. The revenue source is endless.
Yes.
You could sell anything using any language because it's now AI. Because we know the face.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That's what they're doing.
Think about it. Who here can describe Kabe Lame's voice?
I can't.
No one. Mm. So if they use an AI version of him speaking Korean to Korean kids, they know the face, they don't know the voice, they think that's what it is, and it's selling them whatever bullshit is selling them. If it's a South African accent or a Zimbabwean accent, you know what I mean? Jegi, uma wathenga isigisti unit manje. And every Zimbabwean is like, yo, I didn't know it's Zimbabwean. You knew it's Zimbabwean. Let's buy the fucking unit.
How much is it? Sigidi rand.
Oh, wow. That's actually smart.
How much did he make before? Like, can you check the net worth?
Well, he was the most followed person on TikTok.
He was making decent.
But he was making decent. So he used to charge $750,000 per post.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
that's what I'm saying.
$750,000 per post on his TikTok.
$750,000?
Yes.
Hey. Boy,
yes.
14 million rands.
Yes.
14 million rands.
Yes.
From post before he even spoke.
Yes.
The whole time he was like, you guys wait until I speak.
Bro. I'm not surprised.
Get out of the billion.
Bro, without saying a word.
You and know when, Zulu. I don't know, on Emirates, remember they got Kevin Hart to do the instructions for, you know, you must wear in case of emergency.
Yes,
he was doing that ad. Yeah, but he was also featured in that ad, which meant he got a lot of money. Because surprised, like, whoa. So with this deal, I'm also like, wow, yeah. Okay. And this guy was already...
Bro, you don't become the most followed TikToker in the world and not make money, bro.
Yeah.
At all. That's impossible. And also to correct, that video, the narration makes it sound like he was down and out. Remember, he was there for like the US for like a weekend or whatever, or 2 weeks, and his visa had expired. Not that he was broke in the streets and got kicked out. They're making it sound like he was down and out. You know how we know, like we've heard things about Mankam Tembu and that he was like in now desperate in New York and whatever. That guy was in that situation just to correct things. And he was always comfortable.
Yeah. Okay. Fed checker?
According to this, it has been estimated that in 2025, he was worth approximately $26 million to $30 million.
Yeah.
Without speaking.
Bro, not saying a word.
He's like, I'm coming. Wait.
That's a crazy deal, bro. It's insane, bro.
And the thing is, when we consume... So, obviously, we don't have his contract in front of us, but obviously, they're going to utilize his Twitter, his TikTok presence.
Yeah, they have his image rights. You know, like how soccer teams buy soccer players' image rights. You know, they pay for that.
Yes, it's the same thing.
But this is for content creator.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is this content might be uploaded on through his TikTok.
Everywhere. YouTube, everywhere, bro.
So he said, yeah. Built this image, do as you please with that, here's the money.
Danko.
Whoa, which is a great opportunity for a lot of like influencers because you don't need to be a successful one necessarily like him. But if you build the audience, build the following, build the crowd that follows you, and that's what you're selling, even if you haven't made a single cent from it for 5 years. But when the 5 years, when that time comes, you can make a billion from it.
Bro, it's so crazy that 10 years ago, content creation didn't exist, but now everyone wants to be a content creator, bro.
Everyone.
And you're like, I ask myself, what does it mean? What is a content creator? What is it?
I think in 2025, it's how we live. It's like, because you could be, it's a part of life.
It's sharing part of your life and that now potentially becomes something you can sell out there.
So by living, you're creating content.
Yeah. basically.
So that falls under creative. Like, can you be like, I'm a creative. What did you do?
That's what
I went downstairs.
Everyone. Everyone is a creative.
And you created.
You created.
But imagine Olo Pasha and saying, bless this thing. Like, what do you do? This is it.
I show people.
I went downstairs and I came back and make sure this thing kills.
Yeah, you're creating stories, dog.
I killed all this. What did you do? I went down.
Bro, and I remember there was a time when I was growing up where content creation, or like not content creation, man, but being a creative and a creator was looked down upon. Oh, yeah. I remember
that was now, bro. Ooh,
yeah. I remember in grade 11, dog. So we're in accounting, right?
Yeah.
And they're asking all the kids, like, what do you want to do when you finish school, right? And everyone, it starts at the front. Everyone's like a doctor, an accountant, and what? And they came to me. I wanted to say a radio DJ, but I'm like, ah, they're all going to laugh at me. Yeah? So I just said accounting to keep it moving. To keep it moving. Because everyone's going to laugh at me, bro. Because no one took that shit seriously. But like now... but you being a creator is like fucking, it's an IP. It's like you're sitting on gold, bro.
Yes, bro. Everyone. And you can tell when you look at the like even the technology, the things people are, companies are creating, it's always like, oh, here's this DJI Osmo 3 or action GoPro camera for on the go. Like this. Things literally designed just for everybody to get into the world of content creation. Yeah. Like there's so many things and phones and reverse cameras have become important now because of this whole thing. It's insane, bro.
Yeah, they built phones for content creators.
Yeah, phones are for that essentially. Even the reverse cam, that's why it became so powerful. Because before, a reverse cam used to be have inferior quality than the normal camera at the back of your phone. Remember, now they're as good simply because people... create content on the a selfie cameras mode.
And I think with the equipment that people use, I think my cry is to people who create mics. Hey, bro, those things change, eh? Like you buy something now, and then tomorrow is someone in a boyanyana, and then the next thing is the one
where you just keep it on. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you like you buy it next week, and then while we are waiting for it from Take a Lot, it's no longer that one. It's like a dance song. Like everything, you know. Because I got two, but the original and so. And then I saw like as soon as I started doing it, now people are there with a button in your
hand. Yep. And then green light.
Green light. And then we're now busy. Otherwise, that humbling thing. Then you're like, "Oh, whatever, nae." Kuf, kuf. But now, like, so can they stop? Can we decide for a year? This is the mic we are going to use.
Yeah.
Well, and then we'll change it. And even launch. Remember back in the days, we used to know that there's iPhone coming in September.
Mm. Oh yeah, true.
Ah, this one comes now, bro.
Tomorrow.
As soon as you order one, I would say, probably like, hey, my guy, there's another one. You must try this one. So I think they need to.
But what do you think about a deal like this as a creative?
As a comedian who wrote jokes to say, I feel bad, bro. Like, I hate this. Like, let me just be honest. You know, because I write. I write jokes. I do. I have like 4 specials now.
4 specials?
Yes.
Wow.
You know, and each is an hour.
Whoa.
This guy has a billion. Speaking Zulu, he's never been to Durban.
But shouldn't you embrace? I'll sound a bit hypocritical.
No, I am. Like I'm at a space.
I'm at a space where
I understand, you know.
Yes.
Because at the beginning, I'm one of those guys, you know, I'm not doing this thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I had Stella Matunzi, I had Ses Corner, I had YFM. So now when things changed to this thing, I was like, no, but I already have my fame from, you know, and then now I'm coming back like, or keep going, Mike, over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so you can't fight thing now, you know. And,
it's crazy,
and I
man.
Love the productivity and how quick things are, you know. So yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw the story, but singing on a plane sparks debate on racial privilege in South Africa.
Oh, I saw that.
Economic freedom fighters singing struggle songs aboard a commercial flight as they traveled to East London to support party leader Julius Malema during his court appearance last Friday. The incident drew sharp criticism from AfriForum members and several white social media users who labeled the EFF supporters as criminals and called for the action against the airline. Fly SFA later confirmed it was investigating the matter. Twitter. However, many South Africans were quick to point out the apparent double standard. Users resurfaced videos of white sports fans and tourists singing loudly on planes without facing public backlash or investigations. The comparison fueled broader conversations about how similar behavior is policed differently depending on who is involved. Your thoughts, Benduk?
My thoughts is the last sentence. They're saying the infringements are policed differently based on who the perpetrator is.
Yeah.
Is there an example of a white political grouping or social grouping causing noise on the plane that was allowed? Mm-hmm. Like, people say that. Look, this, look, man, if South Africa wins the World Cup, right, and a bunch of black people celebrating Bafana Bafana winning the World Cup, okay, ish, of black people celebrating the Springboks that they won the World Cup. Me on the plane from Cape Town to Joburg or Joburg to Cape Town, I'll understand. Mm. As a South African, if I'm in Argentina and Argentina just won the Football World Cup, Messi just got his first World Cup, and I'm flying from you all travel to, give me two Argentinian cities.
Argentina extension 4.
Okay, from Buenos Aires. I'm going from Buenos Aires. I know. If I'm flying from Buenos Aires to somewhere else in Argentina, right? And the Argentinian team just won the World Cup and the whole world knows this. And it's a 3-hour flight. I honestly don't mind them singing, regardless of my wife just divorced me, I found out things on the plane, or I'm from a long meeting, I gotta understand. It's a national moment. Mm. This was not that. And for me, and I know, we always have EFF guys shitting on us when we say bad things. Now, because we spoke about the Musa Kaula's tweet, which he had deleted, mind you, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people now are like, podcast is gossip and chill now, whatever, because we say things that they don't agree with. But that for me was inconsiderate. Like, if it was a national thing where people on the flight, South Africans or not, they understand it's a national thing. But it's a partisan thing. It's a party thing. Does Julius Malema, like him having people fly down to support him, I get that 100%.
Yeah.
The optics of it, everything, I get it 100%. But on a flight, we're all on a flight, man, and it's... no one wants to hear the music.
Yeah.
You know, do you know I almost got kicked out of a flight? On the
For what?
Yeah, you can call Spu and confirm with him. On the 1st of January, I'm flying from, and I've got a gig, mind you, 2-3 gigs in South Africa. And I'm flying from Botswana, from Maung. And it was A-Link, right? So, story is, I didn't see that we didn't have, I didn't see that I don't have, Spu normally does the check-ins.
Okay.
And then what happened? He had sent details. Cool. He's checked in, but I don't have the boarding pass.
Okay.
I get on the app. For some reason, I can't extract the boarding pass. I know the flight is closed, but I'm checked in. Can I get the boarding pass? I couldn't get the boarding pass. I'm running around, but fortunately, the airport is the size of like a house, you know, like.
Yeah.
So
whose house? Like what? Like this whole building?
Yeah. Maybe a bit big, this one, you know? But yeah. But the airports are small. You know the airports are small. Yes, Botswana, yes, Swati.
All those vibes, you know, like.
Yeah, very small. And also, it's not like Gaborone where the airport is a bit bigger. It's Maung, which is a tourist city, but it's also like in Botswana. It's very. Yeah, Bloem Airport, Bloem, exactly. Yeah. And then some lady helped me. Do you guys know that these people at the airport, when they say your flight is closed, that lady opened the flight?
Whoa!
Yeah, a whole lot of Europeans, whites, are in the flight waiting for me. I'm in the airport, they're opening the flight. And then she printed a boarding pass.
Yeah.
Said, go. I go.
So as I run, the guy in the airport, I don't run, bruh. Chill, relax. So there's the flight. Now it's like 1 kilometer on the tarmac walking, right? I'm a tipsy, but I'm walking fine. Now I'm pissed at Alec. And I get it. So when I get it, I greet, and I'm tipsy, right? I greet the pilot. I'm like, hey pilot, can I have the mic just to apologize? So when I first enter, I'm like, you open up and go out. Man, I think soon you know I'm getting in this way. Bang peggy, about two. So I'm telling the pilot, yo, can I please just apologize? I think I've delayed the flight. He smiles at my face, the fucker, and says, no, it's fine. Smiles at my face. The white lady there smiles at my face. Cool. I go sit down. And I repeat, yo, but nigga, I'm looking at him soon, no, and they all keep quiet looking at me. And then two blacks are like, oh, yeah, Saul, oh, yeah, yeah, ah, feed it. Cool, I get in. I'm not problematic at this point. No, I'm not problematic.
It's still coming.
No, it's still coming. Chill. I get it.
You are still here.
Yeah.
You still haven't spoke. You're still here.
Yeah. So smooth. So then Smooth sitting there. Oh, just had a disciple, right? And I'm worried about him because I'm like, oh, I'm going to cost the Josiah. Because the problem, I was a problem from the hotel. Because I was like, no, the airport is 5 minutes away. And it's 15 minutes away. And we're leaving when it's boarding time. Literally, right? Anyway, get there. So I'm pissed because I've checked in 24 hours before. I couldn't get on the app and get my thingy, right? So I, like, get off my headphones. I'm like, nah, fuck A-Link, man. Whatever. The lady comes. Black lady. Oh, by the way, you know the planes are very small. I'm at the back part. Yes, lady yes. Comes, heard me from where they chill. She's like, sir, if you're saying fuck A-Link, then get off this flight. I'm like, yo. She's like, yeah. Our entire cabin crew feels uncomfortable. The pilot is uncomfortable. Entire cabin crew is uncomfortable because of you. Please get off.
Does she work for A-Link?
Yeah, she's a hostess, dog.
Oh, she's uncomfortable.
Yeah, hostile hostess. She's like, get off the flight now. I'm like, yo. The guys were saying, oh, yeah, so the only two black people are now talking, fighting for me. Like, no, he's a good guy. Trust me. No, he doesn't need me. And I'm like, yeah.
Listen, I'm a man.
Yeah, because I get it. I'm like, oh, I look drunk and whatever. And then she's like, wait here. I need to go talk to them. She goes, she comes back. And then she says, ah, they're still uncomfortable about you being on the flight. I'm like, the pilot smiled at me. That lady smiled at me. I'm like, yo, listen, I'm not going to be a problem. She's like, she goes again, then comes back and says, yeah, please don't be a problem. If anything happens on the flight, when we land, police will be waiting for you. And also, no drinks for you in the flight.
That's when you lost.
I got 3 kids, I got a refund now. And then I'm going to train that I didn't show up for kids. I'm like, yo, bro. Chilled the whole time, headphones, watch TV. Like on my phone, alcohol passed me. Like I don't see it, you know, like.
That's your corner.
Yo, yeah! A whole grown adult.
Yo.
They put me in the naughty corner. So, bro, first. From my own to first of 10. And so my thing is, moral of the story is, there's power in numbers. Because
when you got up, what did you say? Oh, that a fucking link.
No, I was pissed. Actually, I killed them with kindness. I was very like, hey, sharp. For real.
Yeah.
And moral of the story is, there's power in numbers. You do wrong on your own, you can easily get kicked out of a flat. You can't resist, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
Those EFF guys, nothing happened to them. You're literally disturbing the peace on the flight. You are. You're like, guys, we all know the rules of engagement when flying. Let's not. Hence, I said, unless it's a national moment, You know, like Madiba just got released from jail. It's 94 and you're fly. Surely they'll allow 10 of you to get up and sing and do whatever. We've just won the World Cup. But it's a party thing. Yeah. Regardless of whether, I don't think Malema should do hard crime for shooting a gun. And I mean, Malema would never try to kill his EFF people.
Of course. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So we all know it was a symbolic whatever. Sharp. Find him, whatever. You know what I mean? But fact remains, on the plane, it was inconsiderate, man. Yeah, you know? Yeah. And look, if I'm in a plane and I'm an EFF supporter, I'm more understanding of the situation. But if I'm not, and I'm not a hater of them, but I just want to read a book, have some peace and quiet, or I'm with a toddler who's going to scream because, and it's disturbing me, nah, it's a bit inconsiderate. Them going to the court outside singing, perfect.
What
but we all
singing?
Know the rules
of flying.
Were
they singing that Dubuli Pun song also? Was that
no,
the
no, no, no. The context here is not about the song. It's about just the nature of singing war cries and struggle yeah. songs.
What's your take, Chris? What do you think about this, man?
Look, my position in this case, if I was in the flight, I think is also my position in almost everything. I don't care. Like, people singing, like, bruh, black people, planes are not our thing. Like, we're not really, like, it's something that we have to work and then you become successful. Like, when you're in the plane, bagao lawyer, like, you palama di plane. And you think...
Oh, palama di plane.
You know, and you think you want to spoil that moment for me because you think, bruh, I'm a father of two boys. I know how to block the noise. Mm. I wouldn't care. However, this is where the comic side of me comes in. Because I was like, what happened? Like, I tried to get in the guy's space. Also, like you said at the end, I would say good luck finding them. Because the videos were those guys standing up. So nobody knows who was sitting where. So they won't find them. Good luck. So, but now I was like thinking about why, like what happened, right? This is EFF. The last part, fighter. Those guys are fighters. They are not alliance, what? They are not patriotic.
They're not a front.
They are not Congress. They are not a front. None of them.
Film front. They're not a front.
Fighter.
Fair enough.
When I'll just say your name. When
so
Matume.
Get mad when they want to fight.
Yeah, well, when, okay, Matume leaves Limpopo or Mpumalanga or Northwest saying, I'm going to support Julius in East London. Mm. You can't tell me you think this is how the conversation, well, our brother's going through some difficult times. Let's go to East London and give him some moral support. Really? You think that was his speech? Mm. All he has like, Bayanya!
That's it.
Fighter!
He's a fighter!
And then he went. And then obviously he comes and then gets to overtime. So it comes back to this thing. As black people, we behave at the airport. Like I've been flying, I've been in this film for 20 years. I don't even know one guy who has ever had a fight at the airport. We behave. So this guy came high. Da, 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 do, 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 do. And then halfway he gets to the airport, he has to go back to this. Sorry. Mm. And then he goes to the film. So now, when you support somebody at like court, the support, even if you are there, the numbers are not going to influence the decision of the judge. Like you won't say you will win or you'll lose.
Yes, because there's people screaming.
People outside. Yeah, outside.
I can hear them. The building, the court is vibrating.
So Matume knows that his part of fighting is coming if the result is not what he wants. Like if Julius got acquitted, or if what's the word when he goes in?
No, acquitted. That's acquitted. That is free. Acquitted.
Free. And then the other one.
Is the other one? Yeah. Is guilty.
Yeah.
Guilty.
Yeah. If he's guilty.
Okay, he's already guilty. But
he's already guilty.
But if they're saying it's
sentencing
custodial
now.
Custodial sentence.
Let's say if they're not happy.
Custodial sentence.
If they're not happy with the results,
they say 10 years.
A custodial sentence.
That's
going
where
to prison.
The fighter comes in.
Yes,
He was like Ruba Motswarefe. And then he gets there. He's been going, I'm going to fight. He gets there, it doesn't happen.
Oh, no.
Julius must pay a fine.
Now, Matume.
Yeah, because a fine is the
worst. You know
worst.
When you go like, I want to fight. And you get there, they're like, no, we understand. You're like, what?
Drop this. He needs to release.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Okay.
I come ready.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Hey, hey. You know, and then now Madume is coming back. Now he's in a plane. He still has this thing. Because one of the manga mlama buy a song, guys. Ah, fuck it. What's all about?
You can't be pissed at my drop.
I can't go back with anger. Like how to look at your family feel like that.
Yeah.
The passengers are collateral damage.
Yes. Because that one, the child was like, I'm with you.
This man is not going to jail. Yeah.
Let's go to him. Yeah, we got you. We do. And we are sorry. Sorry. Sorry, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I think they needed to
get something out there, man. But anyway, shout out to EFF. Do you see the one, the case against Ikasa?
Yo, shout out to EFF.
So there's no more going to be expiring data. Remember that case they were fighting?
Yes.
It's been years.
Yeah, that expiring data there, thing. Yeah. Shout out, well done.
Drop this. And I never understood that. 30 days for whatever gigs.
Nah, that's bullshit. It's bullshit, bro. Yeah, my man, it's bullshit.
Data for 30 days. It's supposed to expire in the next coming day. So are you telling me that this data is no longer going
to
expire?
Oh, it's still at a year to... But it, like, it's going to get implemented in a
remember, they called them in last year or 2 years ago to come into parliament, and they said a whole lot of nothing explaining how the data expires. Because everything else we buy, I mean, it's got an expiry date,
because
right?
It goes bad.
And when you can the expiry date is gone, you can still use it.
It must be your choice to eat it or not.
Yeah. Like,
yes.
I don't get there putting my aromat, and then the factory comes and takes it back and says, no. It's expired. Ouch.
I need to end up with
imagine. Imagine, guys, if you're buying there.
Are we 7 years? I'll phone you, Pusa, when I get
there. Not.
Aha, when I'm.
Imagine you're there, Brad, drinking, dashing, and then Mac comes. No, it's expired. He grabs your chillest punch, like, out of nowhere. No. No, no, it's expired. And now you're left out of chillest punch. Because the shit is expired.
Oh, snap, you're like, baby, ba 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 ba.
No way.
Yeah,
that never makes sense. Shout out to your fifth, man.
I think she would allow their chillest punch to expire if that's how the Mac is going to come to them.
No, they'll look at the dates at 22:12 midnight with their cameras ready. Yes. Then he's going to enter the gate to collect the expired cans.
Have you ever tried to finish 5 gig in the last 10 minutes?
Yeah.
No, you're watching YouTube.
You're downloading.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, boy, no. Not again, 12. Roblox.
It's like that night surfer. Remember night surfer in the morning when it expired in the morning? And you'll try to utilize everything in the morning because it used to expire at like 6 or 5 a.m.
I used to, like, you know, like those Chinese, like, that's what I do. Like, I watch those Chinese short stories. And because of the thing, because I can't use it at night, data, what am I going to do with it? Mm. And then I'm just there. Up until 5 in the morning.
You're watching Chinese? What?
How?
Those short films like from Drama Box and...
On TikTok and the thing.
You know, like it comes out as an ad. But I click, I go there and then I watch.
Mm. Yeah, I've seen those. A lot of people actually love those.
Yeah, I do.
Then at 4 you go to Ghana.
At 6 there's a school pickup.
Dropping off your kids.
School pickup at 6. Hey, that got me.
Before we come to you, Ghost Lady, make sure you elevate your betting game with EasyBet, the only sports betting site giving you a massive 150% first deposit matchup for up to 1,500 rands. And that's not all. EasyBet brings you the best soccer odds plus hundreds of hottest slots, crash, and live dealer games. And here's the kicker, Penduka. You will get a 50 rand sign-up bonus absolutely free.
Oh,
no deposit needed. But the real game changer is that EasyBet is the only site that gives you 15% cash back on your losing bets. Nowhere else will you find that. Don't miss out. Join EasyBet today and use the promo code MACG50 to claim your 50 rand welcome bonus. That's MACG50 to claim your 50 rand welcome bonus. EasyBet Group Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Eastern Cape Gambling Board. Gambling is for only persons 18 years and older. Winners know when to stop. Before we come to you, Ghost Lady, speaking about politics, what do you think about Patrice Motsepe wanting to run for presidency, man?
I think we shouldn't let him run or win or be the next president. Because, one, I'm going to say it, because he's a billionaire. Mm. Right? If you think about it, in South Africa, we've had our democracy for like, what, 31 now?
Yeah.
31 to 32 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we are always, it's a trial and error thing. Like, we tried everything. You know, we had Nelson Mandela, came back from prison, and then 4 years later, he's like, I'm out. And they're like, we are far. I'm not. I said, one term. And then one term, pop. And then we're like, okay, let's try the educated guy.
Mm.
You know, the one who went overseas to study. And then the guy went, and then he came back, he spoke, we fell asleep. And then we're like, nope. Let's change. Let's get the one who is about to go to jail. I mean, we are trying. We are trying. We are looking for. We are checking what is working. You know, because like remember this whole thing of presidency and running the country is new to all of us.
We don't know.
So we keep trying.
And
you know,
voting them in. Yeah.
You know, and then we had the one who was about to go to jail. It's like I don't care. I'm going. And then, stopped halfway. And then we had a billionaire.
Hey, bro.
You know, and then the billionaire, we know what happened.
Mm.
I think the point I'm making is let's give Claudio Motsoeneng a chance. Like, so let's try something else. We know and he already said it. Like he already said that electricity is cheap. He said it.
Mm. Yeah, that's my
big problem.
So clearly
we can tell where this thing is going.
Yep.
Claudie.
My thing is, why would Patrice want to do it, dog? He's a billionaire. He's got a great wife, great kids, great business. He's got money for days.
Why would Cyril want to do it?
Bro, now we're going to know why what underwear he wears. Musa's already starting with the side chicks.
We don't know Cyril's side chicks if he has.
Mm. But I'm saying
Wait.
If he has.
Wait, let's go back. Where did the cupcake thing come from?
Cupcake. Oh,
you don't understand. We don't even know what they call Patrice. Cause no one cares. But once he's the big president, dog.
Remember Gwede Tiger?
Yeah, Gwede Tiger.
Man, Ghost Lady.
Patrice is Makolita or someone.
I don't understand why you don't want to do that, bro.
He's still a Makolita or something. Patrice, he's still a Makolita. Take me deeper. I'll steal your Makoli. Yeah. Yo, guys, I hope I don't die, man. You can't joke around with billionaires, man.
Steal your Makoli.
Steal your Makoli. I'll steal your Makoli.
What about guns?
Yeah. Because, like, why would you want to do that, man?
Like, I also don't understand. So we're talking about Julius, right? And we had touched on the story. Remember this past Sunday, I mentioned that Musa Kawula had put up a story about Julius and the side.
Yeah, like, the alleged side.
The alleged side.
Yeah.
So after that, Musa Kawula deleted the tweets. And obviously that went, like social media went on a frenzy, like what happened? So people were speculating, did maybe get some threats from Julius because it was just nothing.
Mm.
What happened?
Yeah, I got him.
Do you think so?
Julius, bro. Guys, man, you know, as much as we can sit home and see these guys, politicians, being all animated out there, doing all these things, and maybe sometimes you think whatever you think of them or think less of them, they are still some serious people who wield serious power and serious influence. So I really think, something got to him.
I wonder what
he said.
He
didn't do it.
Him.
Not even him.
You don't think it's him?
I don't even think it's him, bro. Juju's powerful, bro. Someone got to him and told them, yo, this is what time it is, kid. Because all the other influencers that Musa Kawula speaks about or celebrities that he speaks about, and he can still travel freely and go to a club then Temple or wherever, sitting wherever, and party and groove. But fuck with the really serious people, bro. It's not going to be that
free to go out and groove for you.
Yeah, because it's unlike
him to delete a
tweet. Yeah. Because he says things with his chest.
Oh, it's got balls of steel. Yeah. Musa Kaula's got balls of steel. But, hey, bro, there's levels to this thing, you know?
So with him deleting this one, does it mean that maybe he was lying or maybe there's truth to it?
He could be on... listen to what I said. You fuck with really powerful people, regardless of whether it's a truth or a lie that you've posted...
Keep her, when shit
gets real, you will delete it. So him deleting it may not necessarily mean it's a lie. It may not necessarily mean it's a truth. But it may mean you fuck with the wrong guy. Hey, man, the PKTT guys. Their helicopter started descending at Kat Matlala's house and Katiso Molefe's house.
Yeah.
And then the minister told them, shut that shit down. So for me, it's like if you fuck with really serious people... get serious results back, regardless of whether you're doing the right thing or the wrong thing. It's a truth or a lie. Mm. So it tells you that Juju is not the one to really fuck with.
Your thoughts, Chris?
I don't even think it. Look, Musa has been doing this thing forever, and he went to jail. He came back. He got sued. He did all those things.
Yeah,
so,
he's been through it. Eh?
Yeah, so I would say he knows what he's doing.
True, because he messed with Mbalula, and then he was. In jail at some point.
So he knows what he's doing. And then looking at Julius, look, Julius has fighters as supporters.
Matume!
Matume! I think chances are Julius did not even find out up until it was resolved.
Oh!
Matume kile ewara relugishishon tu.
He's done.
If those guys can do this thing at Fly Safe,
and Fly Safe will get you arrested, man.
So, yeah, I think chances are Julius himself did not even. Because he has people who are fighters and really believe in him.
Oh, bro, we know.
You know, so he doesn't even have to do this thing himself, he doesn't have to call you. Or namu. Or chances are Papa Musagi and Namu phone is.
Yeah.
Papa Musagi, Mam Papa.
I don't know. Ananda die.
How? Papa Hamus.
Papa Hai, Ananda die.
Musa's dad.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, Namu phone is. Yeah. Ntate Kaul.
Ntate Kaul.
Ntate Kaul.
What else you got, good thing?
Okay, this is also another, like, very weird story, right?
Yes.
That came out about Mlindo and about some other thing about him kidnapping rumors. Like he was allegedly kidnapped.
Mlindo.
So now he's clearing the air about regarding this thing, right? And Mlindo, the vocalist.
Oh!
Yeah. So he has denied rumors that he was kidnapped by the Northwest businessman known as My Soul. So it's also one of those, it's almost like
a tweet
has been deleted and it's like how, and then, you know, questions are hanging like, what's going on?
Ain't no way My Soul's trying to kidnap me.
Nah, I don't think My Soul.
No, okay.
Number one, why was he kidnapping him?
So apparently the speculation began after Mlindo and his team failed to honor a scheduled performance. So I'm assuming maybe My Soul was part
booked.
Of... Yes, the booking. Yes, he did not show up.
So,
in response, but this is Mlindo now clarified that the rumors were false. He explained that the logistical challenges prevented the performance, but his team communicated with the promoter and even offered a refund. Yeah.
Oh, so it's just a missed gig.
Missed gig.
So he missed the gig, so the rumors were just
I don't know. Did he disappear? That's also what happened for people to...
You might have to check this thing.
Yeah.
I think, like I said, you might have to check it. He missed the second gig. He was supposed to go to Polokwane. He said there was a double booking. And then he couldn't make it to the other gig. You can check that.
Okay. So did he make it for My Soul's
thing? Yeah, he was at My Soul's thing.
Oh!
But then because of time and the clashing, he didn't make it to the other gig in Polokwane. He said he couldn't travel for the distance.
And you're based in Northwest, so I can believe you. And that's My Soul's stronghold.
I was based in Northwest.
You're familiar with the terrain.
I was born in Northwest. But I grew up in the Free State. Anyway,
I know you from the Free State.
So Mlindo, Barry, he was kidnapped by my blesser.
Your blesser.
My blesser or my blesser? Ma as in my.
Ma.
Oh, my blesser.
Yeah, like My Soul is
my thousand.
Blesser.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But also, why would you, like, you know this thing where...
You received any money from My Soul?
Hmm? Well,
have you ever received any money from my soul?
No.
Professionally or personally?
Yeah.
No, 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 no. I'm working. That's why I'm doing this. My soul is a good guy.
Oh, my soul is a good guy. No, he is, man. Oh. I've seen him, like, help people, like, at some artist paintings. Look, he is. He does what he does in his personal life, but he does help people. We've seen it.
But also, people read, like, don't you read a story and go, like, but this is bullshit. Like, you know, like, kidnap Mlindo. Ananga munsam. Nana, the old dog, while it's a mutu mole.
He does not.
Like, I am keeping. You keep it.
And you kidnapped him. And then you give him a chance to call a family member. He calls his mom, like, Namkaja mama gang la le kaya.
I'm the one thing full of one for the second gig. He's like, bro, are you showing up? It's like, Himoto my mile. So when are you gonna make it up on the tooth? On the tooth of April. Are you sure? Yeah. Can you return money now? Who's holding you? Oh, my bless.
Oh, fuck, that's funny, man.
Does he have kids?
I don't know, man. He's got a very beautiful wife, nice-skinned wife. But I think I remember a picture of him and his wife, and I think he was holding a kid.
Yeah. Why do you say beautiful and then say light-skinned in the same sentence?
Oh! Wait, hold on. Don't worry, I got this.
Don't worry, I got this.
Hold on. He's just all right. He's picking up his kids. No, man, guys.
Yeah, so why did you say that?
No, I'm describing the wife. She is beautiful. She is light-skinned. I'm not saying by the virtue or the fact that she's light-skinned, then she's beautiful.
Okay.
But that can happen where somebody's light-skinned and beautiful. Mm-hmm. And not considered beautiful because they're light-skinned.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
The woke people will be happy.
Yeah.
No, fuck the woke people, man. Go back to sleep.
Shit. Anything that caught your attention this week, my dog?
Yo, man, a lot, dog. Mm. Did you see the guy? There's a UFC fighter from Zim. Mm. Temba Guarimo. Have you heard of him?
Ooh, yeah.
You haven't?
No, I don't watch.
So this guy, UFC fighter Temba Guarimo, one of his moments, like where he became really viral and famous, was when The Rock heard his story. He's a UFC fighter, and he was obviously now in America doing the UFC thing. There he is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he was sleeping at a gym because, see, like, look at that picture and then see his T-shirt.
Zimbabwe.
Yeah, it's written Zimbabwe with the Zimbabwean flag and the famous bird. What's that bird about? Please Google what that bird, that Zimbabwean bird is about on their
Isn't
flag.
It the national symbol?
Like, yeah, but like what bird is it? It's probably the national bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's our national bird?
Yichuba.
Ukraine.
Oh, yeah.
Light skin. It's a beautiful light skin bird.
It's a light skin bird. Anyway, this moment that you're looking at was when The Rock obviously heard about his story and then surprised him at the gym. And that day, The Rock surprised him with a house in Miami.
Wow.
And I was like, this is your house for your family because he sees how hard you're struggling. He's like, here's this house so you can just focus on your athletic career, on your UFC. Anyway, Temba has
The Rock does this. Didn't he buy his maid like a car or something?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, The Rock.
Yeah,
either The Rock or Tyrese, one of them.
Oh, Tyrese Gibson. Yeah, Tyrese once complained that he's made, like, his jewelry keeps on disappearing. And then she says, I don't know what happened. Yeah. Must and then she leaves for Mexico.
Might have put in the effort for you to get.
But yes.
The domestic helper effort. We know. We know the domestic worker extra mile. When she goes the extra mile.
That is what happened to her.
To make up our help.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Lesotho one. Apparently, the Lesotho helpers give it up.
For real?
Yeah, yeah, I've heard the Lesotho helpers give it up. Like,
because they're trying to help her, dog.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, man.
Yeah, I heard
that. Ready? What? Hey, okay.
Yeah, the whole day, 24/7, you get a robot. Drop it.
That's a
1K
joke,
then. It's a 1K joke, don't worry. Come to the party. Come to the 1K party. Oh, yeah, by the way, the 1K party, we must add Tetris when they come in. You must finish last for 5 minutes in Tetris without losing. You know that wall that goes up.
Fantastic. Mari was saying it's a song by Lebo Mathosa.
No, it's by Trumpies. Lebo Mathosa was a video vixen. I know about 2K. She was a video vixen.
You won't make it to your own parts.
You must identify certain videos on the 1K part. Anyway, so...
Before you enter it, it's a maze. You go
pretend it's first. Then a snake.
Then a snake.
And then you must watch an advert in silence and you must finish it. And I'm a windy.
And then send, please call password.
Yeah, you must know how to edit a police call. The guy got that's Themba Kwarimo, right? So, he recently then made a public statement that he says he's denouncing Zimbabwe. He wants nothing to do with Zim. No, the country. It's both.
Are you serious?
The both the country, ooh. Zimbabwe, and the family.
Oh my God.
Now, what the family thing was the whole. Abandonment or he never really whatever, but the country thing was okay. This is the part that you're watching in the video where The Rock presents his house to him. So he then says, and I understand Shem, this part. So there was this flag, the Zimbabwean flag that they were trying to print onto one of his shorts, fighting shorts in the UFC.
Okay.
And for years and years and years and years, he couldn't wear the Zimbabwean flag. This is what he said in the video. Because no one in Zim, the government officials, they went to the embassy in America, etc. No one was playing ball to give the approval. They said, you must follow the processes, chief. Mm-hmm. A comrade, you know the processes chief. You know?
With the Woolies bags.
Yeah, with the Woolies bag. You must follow the processes get this approval. And he's been fighting, representing Zimbabwe for the longest of years, and he feels like Zimbabwe doesn't show him the life. Even now, people are like,
they wanted a bribe.
Processes, comrade, man. How? We don't know if it's bribes, but they said the right process must be followed. Wow. Chief, who's the things about bribes here now?
You know this thing?
Chief. Chief. You're making us more hungry. Comrade, you're making us more hungry.
You know this thing where when they say when you drive with your woman and then you get to a roadblock, she must not say anything.
Yes. Tula.
We know our rights.
Girl.
No. They want a bride.
Tula. Who said it?
Who said anything?
But why is he mad at the whole entire country? Why not just the government?
I think, yeah. So that's my sentiment. To me, it's like, look. Eh?
The government represents the country, so I get it.
True, but there's a lot of Zimbabweans to support him. They can't get him money. They can't send money to him. There are a lot of kids who look up to him. There are a lot of kids who are like, whoa, this guy. somehow managed to put himself on the flight. We don't know how, but ended up that side, did his thing. Now he's on the world stage. He represents a lot of, and he knows Zim. Mm. A lot of Zimbabweans are in London, they're in South Africa.
Yeah, at this rate, he represents all the Zimbabweans.
They're all over the world, exactly. Mm. And guess what? He's one of many who are in this position. Some did his thing, but they did it through just working or pursuing their career, but just going to a country, escaping whatever hell is in Zim and finding greener pastures. So, and all those people are angry at Zimbabwe. But a lot of Zimbabweans in the country, you talk to them, they'll tell you how beautiful Zimbabwe was growing up. They'll tell you how amazing everything was. Zimbabwe had one of the biggest tire manufacturing plants in Africa. I think it was Goodyear or Dunlop. That, you know what I mean? That they were the breadbasket of Africa. That was their nickname. You know that, right? Because they produce a lot of wheat.
Yes, which is maize meal. Yeah, they supplied South Africa at some point.
One of the biggest agricultural tobacco.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still some illegal. You remember the gold state? What's the gold? The documentary about the Zimbabwean gold trade and
the tobacco.
How did the tobacco end up in? Yeah.
Once Mac was smoking from the.
RG. You know what I mean? Like Zimbabwe had
brothers and sisters.
Of course.
Zimbabwe's had a thriving country, and the politicians fucked it up, and all the Zimbabweans are angry at it. You know, so for me it was like, oh man, you really gonna say like the whole denounce the and you know? But he clearly was not saying fuck everyone in Zimbabwe. He was like, yo, man, I'm down with that country and I'm looking forward.
So what? he went, I'm sorry with everybody.
No, he didn't say this is the country, not the country and his people, but the state.
It was more of a denouncing the state. He's also his family. I saw a clip where he was just talking very ill, like he just...
We don't know.
Yeah,
But Chris, why don't you have a microphone with a South African flag when you perform? Like, what's wrong with you?
Because it's small.
What's small?
The mic is like...
and the fur.
Yeah, and the fur thing.
Covers it up.
You're doing stand-up, man. When you're doing stand-up.
No, the good thing about stand-up comedy shows is that we don't have to come with our own mics. Like, you come with your equipment when you DJ.
No, we don't come with equipment.
No, I'm saying like those headphones. You see, that's something. Us, you literally just show up.
Okay, I get you.
Or you just show up.
Yeah.
I get you.
You know, so you can't be having... But also, I think with the story, it like, I feel like it's a good thing we didn't treat Trevor Noah bad when he left. Mm. You know, because he's still proud of us, Black Coffee. Mm. You know, still proud.
Mm. Oh, he makes us so proud, man.
So Zim didn't take care of their guys when they left. So
But let's be honest. Our government didn't really do much. They supported and endorsed Black Coffee through just emotional support. It's not like they said Black Coffee has money and
I have a problem with Zimbabweans.
The guy.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, hold on.
We had another roadblock.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, hold on. I gotta hear this. It's okay to have a problem with Zimbabweans. What's your problem with Zimbabweans?
No, because when I saw, okay, like as you're explaining the story, what just clicked in my head was like, okay, this is another problem where we hear Zimbabweans not claiming their country. Not being
or
proud
fighting
of
for it.
Fighting for their country and actually being proud of where they come from, regardless of whatever issues, you understand? Because how many times have you heard of Zimbabweans claiming that they are South Africans when they are overseas? They're in other countries all over the world because they don't want to claim being Zimbabwean. Now, that's not even from because of, their government did not, what. It's just, I feel like Zimbabweans need to fight more for their country instead of choosing the easy way out and it's easy to disregard. I feel like as our fellow countrymen fight, the fight has not ended. You can't just by saying, okay, I don't care anymore. It's actually even, you're handing it over to this corrupt government that has taken over and is making a mockery of the country. So I'm just like, no.
Say it like you're in the streets. Not on a podcast.
What you want to say? No, not like that.
Oh.
No.
I want to tambanyoroka.
Oh, I'm actually actually very. I'm about hundred. I'm against that.
It sounds like it. It sounds like.
So disappointed.
No. It sounds like Ngali with Twitter. You're running on the ground.
No, yes, Octin. Actually, when you take it there. I saw that clip from KZN. Yo, I'm so disappointed.
Yes,
that was
what
so
did
horrible.
Say it.
That was so horrible.
There's
a school
this
called
video,
Eddington.
Viral video.
I think it's Eddington
viral.
Primary School.
Eddington.
In Durban. And apparently they have a lot of foreign national kids. Like compared to South African kids, and obviously
they've got 600 of them in the school.
Yeah, and it's
1,300 South Africans or something like
that. Yes, yeah. So obviously it's a whole thing. Like a lot of South African parents cannot get their kids in because there's a lot of foreign national kids there. Okay, yes. Granted, this thing was going to happen because of the influx of illegal nationals having children this side. It was bound to happen, but. People busy swearing and the kids, parents now walking out, the foreign nationals with, and people are there swearing. That hurt me. No, KZN, we can do better.
I thought it was going to be about the specific video of which the one? Guy. So
no,
I don't know.
I saw that video.
Hey,
that
man, I don't know
whether
it was. I don't
no,
know whether.
Not the kids, man.
I don't
not
know whether
kids.
That was Eddington, right?
Uh-huh.
But I'm a Zulu. That's just funny. Zulu people are funny.
My people.
So the guy says. So there's a viral video where the guy says, "Akpumi kwara kwara ngene umuntu." Please find it.
You see, that's the problem.
Please find it.
Zulus. Even
so I'm like, wait.
No, wait. Let me explain. As a Zulu person.
Please find that thing,
yeah,
man.
Yo.
Such ukwara kwara umuntu la.
You
know, I'm going to want to find the video. Listen. No, but guys,
I know
I'm saying...
Zulus will ask
on.
A Sotho person. Umuntu no mumzulu.
Yes.
So that's the problem.
Zulus have always been like that.
It's always been
and
like
it's
that.
It's so like ignorant. Like, it's like ignorant
yeah.
of highest level.
You,
Zulus will say, hey, hi.
Yeah.
Zulu to Zulus. If you don't speak Zulu, you're no mundu.
Oh, yeah, no mundu.
Umuntu.
No,
umuntu. Umuntu. Ukhuluma isintu.
Yes.
Uyunguni. To Zulus. Anybody who doesn't speak Zulu, awuyena umuntu.
So
like the hardcore.
Yeah.
You know so, those ones.
We need to correct that.
We need to correct that. Unolazo zwana nabantu kuphela ubani wena. Like oh, that guy was, I thought you were going to talk about that guy. That guy
no,
was still there.
I didn't see that one.
Like,
no.
What do you mean?
I didn't see that. No, I saw the other one. No.
And he means it. Like he really means it.
That's yeah, wild, we need man. To sort KZN. Yeah, we need
and
to
And I know there that yeah. some people got arrested. You know, Jacinta, how do you say Jacinta Ngobese?
Jacinta Ngobese Zuma. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jacinta Ngobese Zuma.
I know she handed herself to the police.
Yeah, because she's wanted for being there. Apparently, they incited violence. They're being accused of, but all they were doing was just trying to fight for the South African kid and fight for. Oh, yeah, here's our legend.
Ah, Umbisi legend now.
No, but he's in the same.
So, manje kumele kwenziwe njani? Kahle kahle ngokwakho.
Uphume ekhore ekhore engena umuntu.
And he means it.
How short that video is. Straight to the point.
Yes. That's it. And he means it. You can tell this guy really,
oh,
man.
Goodness.
Means
oh,
it, bro.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, what caught your attention this week, bro? What caught your attention this week?
Hey, man. You see, your timing for me to come here, I don't know what's going on with you guys and my boy, Pops.
Pops. Damn.
Yeah, that's my boy. That's, you know.
It's our boy, man.
And his fight with Tahi. Obviously, I'm on Pops' side. You know.
What?
Why? Because
he's a boy.
I said it, he's my boy.
I respect that.
And
respect that.
I
also feel like they shouldn't fight. Mm. Because Pops is a professional comedian. He's funny. He has like the martial art, the technique and everything. Tahi, is he a journalist?
Oh. He says he is. Yes. Tahi has told us.
Okay, yeah, he told us.
And he's a journalist.
Does he have qualifications?
But he's told us he's a journalist.
Yeah, he's told qualifications.
No, he's told us he's a journalist.
He's got qualifications.
I'm telling you, he's a journalist.
Okay.
Tahi's a journalist. Yes. He said it in his own words.
That's so good. Yeah.
About and to qualifications.
No. He's a legit journalist, bro. Mm. Yes. Tahi's a legit journalist.
Yes. So Pops is funny. Pops, the comedy for him, he understands, he uses it. Like, you understand the use of comedy. We do comedy to heal, for fun, for all those things, right? So in that fight, Pops is going to fight with the brief in mind. He is going to follow the rules of the fight. The boy doesn't know the rules. So he's going to go anyway.
I know what you mean. I see what you mean.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So is that vibe where Pops will win because he knows how to do the thing? And then the boy is disqualified, but... Like, you know. You won, but you don't have Lituele. Like, you know, like, kana Lituele. Like, it's just 21. So that's why I would say the fight should not happen because the boy is not going to fight with the brief, with the rules. I don't fight now. Like, I don't do physical fights because these boys don't know the rules. Street fights, when you're growing up, they have rules. We had the rules. If you're about to fight with somebody and then he says, let me take off my jacket or whatever, you wait. This one's... Oh.
That's true.
Halfway, my friend.
That's true.
Halfway. By the time we're a pop, I'm not
a and then the kids can't take a loss in a physical fight.
Yes.
They can't take a loss. Yeah. It's going to be a gun or a knife.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but this beginning among man.
That's what I'm saying. But Pops also, Pops Kikrutban, Tunduan. So he knows what line not to cross and all those things. So that's why I don't think that fight is going
on. You never told us what you thought about the Tahi Pops thing. So.
Oh, I told Tahi. Now, like, when was it? When they were recording? Was it on Sunday?
Yeah,
I said, bro, you took the thing personal. I understand you took it personal because it's involving you. And it happened at a moment where you saw your whole career flashing by. Flashing by. So you are here seeing your career flashing by. You are thinking this is the moment that has been orchestrated to bury you. So you're not really thinking straight.
Yeah.
But I told them, well, that thing was fucking funny. Mm. And it was not. Like, and the beauty is I first heard him talk about it while I was watching, because I watched the episodes in episodes where one, I'm chilling at home at night, tomorrow I'm driving, finish the last 20 minutes. Yeah, yeah. So, and I got to see it and I was like, nah, that thing is super funny. And it was not Pop saying he did it.
Yeah.
But it was funny, bro. It was funny. I get it. And Taki to me was like, no, but they could have called me. I'm like, okay, that I can't say anything. But the jokes that it was funny.
Apparently,
and it wasn't personal.
Apparently the girl's going to release a video to apologize.
Yes.
Are you happy with that?
Me?
Like, is that enough?
Is this nah, bro. They must go to jail, these people, man.
Yes, cool. Sis.
So, she must release a video. Tahi must keep his foot on her neck. Simple. To send out a message, bruh. Yeah, and bro. Also, for me, it's also to send out a message so that innocent guys don't go get fucked and their reputations don't get fucked. They may not get fucked because they went to prison, but they'll get fucked because their reputations are damaged.
Yeah.
But Tahi must know, bruh. So that, and also, most importantly, so that real victims of GBV have valid cases when they come forward.
Because
you're taking
bro.
Away from the real.
It's despicable, bro.
You're taking away from women, bruh.
Mm.
And it's not GBV when it's against a desk.
Yes.
So stop crying for the desk. I'll hit it. I'll beat it.
Beat it.
I will. Hey, I'll do things.
Destroy it.
Ah, this desk, you know? While it's on all fours.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey?
No.
Imagine. Now she's taking out a video to apologize, bro. After the distraction she has caused.
It's not enough. Because there were two. It was the one who said Taki is going to appear at the end of the video. And then there was one in the comments, remember? And she knew what she was doing because she said, oh, it happened to me also. Mm. And then she said, no, it's all about my ex. She knew what she was doing. She knew what she was doing. How do you go under a video of a nigga being accused of GBV and you said, I'm a victim too? You say me too. And then you say you were talking about, that's not fine, bro.
So this is your disgusted.
Hmm? Yeah, no, I'm
honestly, yes, no, it is my species. These are people I'm acquainted to, basically.
These are your people.
These are my people.
Or your purples.
Yeah, it's like
you're acquainted.
Acquainted.
Hey, you're acquainted.
No.
You're acquainted.
It's my acquaintances.
Your acquaintances?
Yeah, because not
how are you
people.
Acquainted?
Yeah.
Do you know what acquainted means?
Yes.
What does it mean?
People you know.
And you've met, and you know that,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So how are they acquainted?
No, I'm just saying it's random strangers. It's random
That's
strangers.
That's not an acquaintance.
Yeah, it's not. It's not.
You must
it's
get
just,
the tablet. Must get the tablet. Google.
What? Okay. The story at the end of the day. I'm very disappointed, honestly, because... Yo, guys, we are always talking about this GBV. We're getting stories left, right, and center.
Bruh.
And then when the stories get, you know, dissected, and then you're like, and then there was a story trending a couple of weeks ago, which got all murky and just like, you see, this is the issue. We have a problem also. And I think now people need to be more focused in exposing the GBV within their families. Because we're out here trying to expose other people for no reason. And GBV, let's be honest, the issues are what you've seen in your families. Whether it could be your parents, whether it could be your cousins, your aunts, whoever. People must focus within families. Let's fix GBV within families. Because I'm not liking this thing or trying to be social media and then claiming things. You hear a story and then chigi doesn't get any, you don't hear a case, no case was opened, or it just fizzles randomly. You don't even know what happened. Because we're here with celebrities, right? We've had those situations over the years. We report, chigi, nothing happens.
But they must go to jail. This girl must go to jail.
No, yeah.
Yeah, that's simple,
bro.
Man.
Simple.
If
but
you
I'm
steal,
because
it's not
going to
stop, bro.
It's not going to stop. That's what I'm saying. The focus must be families. If you know, because how many times we've heard, oh, people were raped by their uncles. Go and expose your uncle. Go talk about your father, if your father raped you.
Yes.
So speak about people. This thing of trying to make GBV a social media thing, let me expose celebrities, and then chigi doesn't, it just fizzles away. Can we start off with our families? If there's a serious case that has happened, let's start there. If someone has raped a child in your family, because families are very quiet about their own issues. You get what I mean?
For real?
No, let's be honest. Yeah. You hear a lot of stories, but it's like people don't expose. But out there, you'd hear stories on social media and then they never catch the fire.
Yeah.
They just never move.
Yeah.
So let us focus on the issues wherever your hurt is. If these people who are talking about or now trying to link their pain to people that have actually not hurt them, but because we've got traumas from what happened to you, maybe when you were smaller or when you were younger or whoever in your family, whatever the story is, can we go back there? That's my ask.
Okay.
Let us start focusing on where the issue is and where the pain is coming from.
I want to ask, and I agree with you on that. You know? I want to ask, right, from all the females in here.
Yeah.
Now, I know that you guys in this room may not be the only victims of GBV.
Okay, yes. Bible.
But I'll ask the females only. You know, we'll all be laughing. And there is a man in this room. But I'll just ask the females.
Okay, okay, okay. Yes, yes.
Hey, they're gonna come for me, eh? The same King Jivier for laughing matter. Mm. Fact checker Dudu Kanye. Us, as the public.
Yes.
When all this is happening, it's not the first time it has happened. It will still happen again. The lady who accused Tahi of GBV is going to release a video. The other one who accused him and then made it look like a wording thing also did a video saying she it wasn't accusing of him. Should we believe all the accusers when they come out? Because the whole trend was, I believe her, I stand with her, without asking any questions or as a whole, no one... Just create these things from thin air. Should we believe victims, alleged victims? Still, after all the damaging of reputations, undeservingly, of men who've never committed GBV, and then like, should we or should we always wait or should we believe? Because if we should believe saying is, and Pops and them should have come out saying he did it. We should have come out to say he did it. Or can not us, not Pops, because we know Tahi, we could easily call him. But what you're saying is all the other podcasts should have come out and said, we believe Tahi hit this girl.
This is a very complex thing to answer, right? But to simplify it, the reason why I'm saying yes is because this issue, it's a social issue more than anything.
It is.
You get me? When it is a social issue, it cannot be addressed in the way that we're addressing it currently. I feel like we are misunderstanding the way in which we should handle everything. However, going back to what Ghost Lady is saying about... statistics have also shown that majority of people who have been violated... actually know their perpetrators. They know the people who have violated them and they have met them in numerous occasions, you get me? So this just shows that it is going to be a bit difficult for you to address the situation and speak out about it. And if we are going to stand on the position of saying that whoever comes out with the matter, we must not believe them, then it means that we're silencing them even more because you do not know if they wake up with their perpetrators, if they meet them at school, work, or wherever.
You get me.
So
the teacher.
Just to simplify it, yes, believe them. But I'm not saying take their word as truth or law. Take it with a pinch of salt. Always understand that with every action, there's a reaction. Yes, this person believing is, I acknowledge and understand that this is what happened to you. And you might have seen it as you being violated. However, there's also other things we need to look into.
My question then becomes, where's the energy when someone is blatantly lying?
Where's that energy? Let me put it in a different way. I had that question after him, right? I had two questions, but that one was one of the ones I had.
Because women are quiet now.
If we are so direct in saying, believe the accusers, what's the other force, the same force in a different direction that says when they're lying? What's that directness? What should be the action? Because the action upon the accusation is belief. Upon the realization that the accusation is false, what's the equivalent direct action?
Because right now
of
it's
that?
Like, oh, there's nothing to see here, let's move on.
Yes, yes, it's like, oh, we believe you. Oh, you lied to us. Oh, fuck. Sorry, your reputation is damaged. What's play on generations tomorrow?
Yeah. Thank you.
You get me?
Thank you.
So this side, we also need a direct...
Yes.
A direct opposite of we believe her.
Yeah.
When it turns out she's a lie. Not when... she went to court and couldn't prove it because we know things like abuse, rape are very difficult to prove, right? Very hard. But fortunately, with Taki's case, it was a classic case. Well, not a classic case, but it was a good case because there were students. It was a student's accommodation. There were multiple people and a lot of people or some people exactly are corroborating Taki's story that it didn't happen. So it's a clear lie. So to ask what Mac is asking, what should then be the direct decision upon realizing that this girl has lied and tried to weaponize a national crisis? Because it is a crisis. I was at Rosebank a few months ago, Rosebank police station. And I was shocked because I'm not really at police stations like that. Drop this.
King, king.
King.
And I was shocked. There was literally a desk
You're
written.
Doing a survey.
There was literally a desk written, gender-based violence desk. Mm. I even posted it on Twitter, literally. Mm. It said, "What? So it's a national crisis. Mm. So as a national crisis, what do we do then? Because generally we walk away from it when we realize the man is innocent. And nothing happens of it. And that's why we continue getting... Because I want to believe every girl that comes up with it. But we can only get to that point when it's not something to fuck around with, guys.
I say close you can't friends around of the GBV. Girl. Close friends of the girl. Speak out. Like, I don't know. It's even the people who like are collaborated with Taki's story. Can it not just be they did it secretly? Speak. Be on the...
Don't inbox Taki only.
Don't inbox. Go and say, go and I was there. I was there. And so-and-so is a liar. I'm a friend of so-and-so. She's a liar.
Yes.
So I think we need to start seeing so you know that my people, my circle could possibly come out and also just be against me and actually decide to never be acquaintances of mine.
You never answered the question, Fetchek.
Yes.
Now I just
since we're believing people, what do we do? When no, it's a general thing. Because I really want to believe, like I do. But then we must be decisive.
I
and
hear you.
Consistent.
Now I just raised a good point right now, right? But towards what Ghosty's saying, I'm gonna answer. Where he was like, even if you were to come out and speak about it, to the people in large, you are seen as supporting the perpetrator. You are condoning what he did.
No.
Instead of...
That's unfair. It's an unfair feminism filter.
Whereas now you want to label someone, even if they did not do it. So for me, it's about unfair, pushing bro. That thing of this person lied. And we don't want women to lie.
Yeah.
We want women who tell the truth, and this is what our support.
Okay.
Because we know the gravity of this
and we
crime.
Hate GBV, man.
Yeah.
Like, dude, what the fuck, bro? You
Yo,
can't
guys,
beat my
there's
daughter.
Real victims out there.
Okay.
Like, we can't claim it. This is not something to just ride on. It's not like something to tag about and feel like I'm part of the wave. No.
It's not just a hashtag, man.
No.
It's people's lives.
No.
Okay. To answer to everything that was said, firstly, Mac, I feel as if we have to first look at the real problem here. And the real problem here is that we are being miseducated about how to handle this. We have been filtered and filled with a lot of movement and a lot of people speaking out and saying that they're doing the right thing.
Activism.
Not activism. And they do not realize that the action that they're taking for it is actually in the wrong manner. This movement is a right movement. It's just done in the wrong way. You get me? Now, I'll come to how so. Now, the way in which Taki is handling this matter currently is what I would say the right way. Involve authorities because his image is being tainted. If this lady can easily come out and say that you did this and you know that you didn't, take the same measures that she would have taken. If she went to the police station regarding the situation, then you should also be able to go to the police station and open up your own case too in regards to it. I do understand that it seems vague what I'm saying or it doesn't seem practical because not a lot of people are doing it and the world does ignore it. But at the end of the day, I do agree with you. We need to find a way in which the ladies should be held accountable. Mm-hmm. And currently, there's no way in which the ladies are being held accountable.
Chris, are you still here, Chris?
Yes. I'm a comedian, dog.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're a GBV survivor.
I'm a comedian. So my, like, the platform I came from that space.
Yeah,
of,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I didn't want to speak out of because I need to say something.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah, so respect that.
That's why I was like, nah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no, no, we do. And I think the holding accountable, I think a lot of men also, and I've never been accused of GBV, but a lot of men, you're accused of this thing, it could possibly ruin your life. And the...
Because with urgency, the way it's going, though, so with the way you see, you can be proudly saying you're about yourself, oh, no, I've never been accused. There's someone who's going, well, maybe I can create something and say Saul did something to me. This is what
Yes. You know, so say, like,
that's what irritates me.
Of course, you know, you're right.
Like, and we cannot be hating on men who have genuinely done nothing. And then it's like, because there's some evil woman who's trying to go, yeah, no, let me label him as a perpetrator or he's done this to me. No, guys.
But you know, another conversation we're not having is that there's money in GBV. Did you guys know that?
No way, stop.
Kid you not. Yeah. Kid you not, bro.
There's money.
Yes.
In GPV.
Yes, dog. Mm. Literally, there's a guy who called me. I won't mention his name because I don't damage people's reputations.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the one.
No, no, tell us. Whoa, bro.
No, he's like, let's start a GPV podcast. There's money in that. He's like, you can get money from this, that. So to add to what she's saying.
Donations.
So to add what she's saying is that where the misinformation is coming is that there are certain people who are making money from this who are pushing this whole believe thing first. This whole narrative. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, the movements on organizations.
Yes. That are pushing a narrative.
Look.
To make money.
Don't mind the belief thing first in a certain climate and environment. And the thing is, we're in an environment where a lot of people are lying about it.
Yeah.
So how can then we believe everybody first? When it's like, bro, but, you know? But I do realize that it's a real thing. Hence I said, I walked into a police station and there it was. A gender-based violence desk. Like, there's a tender for someone to print the labels of gender-based violence.
So there's money.
There's money in gender-based violence.
No, no, straight up.
So there's more streams of income then, you know what I mean? Mm. But it's there. So what that told me was there is an issue.
Definitely.
And then within the issue, there are victims, serious victims.
Definitely.
Within the issue, there are disgruntled ex-partners or current partners who want to settle a score.
And
then within
problem.
The issue... There are lies, complete lies.
Yes.
And within the issue, there are entrepreneurs trying to benefit from it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that whole thing muddies up the water.
Yes.
Me, if the water was clean, I believe the victims because no one just comes out and says, Saul hit me. Oh, I didn't hit you. Yeah, we broke up. Yeah, maybe I did you dirty. Maybe the relationship...
Or cheated?
Maybe I cheated on you.
Yes, yes.
It does not amount to cheating.
What did you want to say, dude? You wanted to add?
Yeah, I saw your hand, dude. I saw your hand and, you know, your hand is dangerous. Females and men have a tested. No, I'm kidding. Come on, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so
sorry,
I wanted to say, like, especially with this matter that we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
That for me, it's even more. Can you imagine if Tahi didn't have witnesses in the room? All the friend texting the girl the next day.
So if videos it was just, being uploaded.
Yes, if it was just him and the girl.
If he didn't work here, he was going to be fired.
If he didn't have a platform.
Yeah, he was fired.
Oh, yeah.
He was fired.
Yeah, if it was in
a radio station. Gone.
Remember, niggas got fired from the jobs because they were planning on how to cheat and take advantage of women?
Yes, yes. Not illegally. That story, actually, yes.
Just like, they didn't say, we're going to drug women and rape them. They were like, we're just going to cheat on women. And guys lost their banking jobs, comfortable banking jobs. And they were like, nigga, you're good with these figures.
My thing is, as much as it's just that it's...
Yes, dude. We listen.
Sorry,
we listen,
go ahead. We're listening. I'm all ears, no figures.
So my thing is.
No. I'm all ears. Sorry, sorry.
Yeah, but my other bigger thing is that not everyone has the enough evidence to prove their innocence or to prove that they were victimized.
Generally, right? Yeah, yeah.
So we're sitting here in this position where it's like, even if tomorrow I come out and I say this and this happened to me, and we're having this conversation where it's like, I heard you saying, I'll wait for evidence. But what if I don't have the evidence and I actually experienced the thing?
It's right? difficult to adduce evidence.
And then now also there's a thing of, if Tahi didn't have all those people in the room as his witnesses, was he going to get believed?
No.
Right? Generally, women get believed. I don't want to lie.
Yeah, of course.
Because a lot of us are like, why would you lie about something that didn't happen? So generally, women do get believed.
I mean, yeah, there was a point.
Because people are afraid to say they don't believe, because then they become sympathizers.
Yes. So now you're you know,
victim
right?
blamers. Yeah,
no choice but to say I believe.
Yes.
Because if you don't,
No, but generally, sometimes it's not even a no choice. It's a, oh man, why would just, for me, it's like, why would you just lie?
During the Tahi thing, if you had said, I believe Tahi, then we're going to come for you.
True.
Bro, you are gone. You are gone.
That's true.
You are gone, Trina, bro. Tachi,
if I said, I think she's lying.
Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah. So that's why no one ever says that.
That's true. You're right. Yeah. So that's true.
Shift the spotlight on you.
The room turns hot. And now you become hot.
Yeah.
Because if you become cold, you're out in the cold on your own.
Yeah. So I think like mainly what I'm saying is that we're in a position where with this situation, we literally can't even voice things out. Without, I can't even say without the facts. Because if I don't have the evidence that I was abused and you don't have the evidence to prove that you never abused me, we're just there in limbo.
This thing is simple, man. If you come out with this shit and you're lying, go to prison, bro. No one's going to stop.
I agree with that, actually.
For me, if it can be proved, you're lying. But, you know, the problem about what I just said is also, if you're lying but it can't be proved you're lying, then the guy still fought.
Yeah, but it's gonna make girls that wanna use this to weaponize to think twice.
That's why I'm talking. Please, bro. I don't care if she's studying or has got a bright future and has got a clever kid who needs a parental support, whatever. But you can't do that, bro. Because you're ruining someone's parent's life. If he was a parent, you're ruining someone's child's life, bro. Guys, let's not do that, bro. Let's not fuck around with people's lives, man. If you see somebody out there, be it they did you wrong, but if they didn't do anything criminal, you can't stick something criminal on them.
And also, because I think this started with a trend. If there's a trend of people exposing, like, the abusers or something, if you know that you have not, you're not, don't partake.
You can't say me too.
Don't say me too.
Ah, that's cloud chasing. But anyway, Chris.
You cannot. If you don't partake.
We started
having
a family meeting.
Yeah, man. And you're like, I'm a comedian. You brought me here and now we're having a school room episode. A town hall meeting about GPV. And we're looking about a school room. Hey, sorry, man, dog.
What you doing? What you busy with, man?
Yeah.
What's happening, man? What's happening in your life, bro?
Well,
what do people check you out?
I'm still touring my award-winning show 18 years later. So that's what I'm doing now.
You won the award 18 years ago?
No. The name of the show is 18 years later.
Oh.
So I wrote it when I was doing my 18th year in stand-up comedy.
Oh, nice.
Oh, dope.
Yeah. Nice.
So that's the show I'm touring.
Where are you going?
When is this thing coming out?
Tomorrow.
I don't want to say something.
No, today. This is Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing my one-man show on the 13th of next month.
Feb.
And then it will be on my Instagram. And then I'm going to Bloemfontein.
Wait, your one-man show is on Instagram?
No, the information about it.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then I'm doing Celeste and the Big Dudes.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, dope. Yeah, there, you're kicking it, bro. You're doing Celeste and the Big Dudes. Taking the world. Taking over the world.
Now we know why he goes to Ghana.
Ah,
What's Celeste and the Big Dudes?
It's a Celeste, Celeste and Julie.
Yeah, yeah.
The show that she's doing.
Yeah, well, I know. Yeah. When is it?
Oh, it's we're going to Cape Town. Ooh, on the 21st of Feb. So nice. we did Joburg, we did Durban. Mm. So now we're gonna do the last one.
Who are the other big dudes? Because I think she changes the big dudes.
Yeah.
Because last time it was Felix, Kumba. Well, the one time I was there.
Yeah, that's
now who are the big dudes? Ronnie, I think, was there at some point.
No, Ronnie was on the first one. We're doing the third one. I was part of the first one.
Dope.
Headlined.
Nice.
So, nice. And then this one here, it has Skumba. It has Mashabela, Tabiso.
Oh, so the Big Dudes changes.
Yeah, the Big Dudes changes.
Yeah. Oh. It's like, the concept is Brenda Fassie and the Big Dudes. Remember Brenda Fassie?
Yes,
she had a band called the Big Dudes. So Celeste is the symbolic Brenda. And then the Big Dudes, it's the band they change, obviously.
Oh. Like,
So and then Dumiso Lindy. Mm. Oh, sure. Pele Pele.
Oh, that's everyone's family.
That's the
A-team. Yeah, so except for Skumba.
It's quite, so I don't know who else I'm forgetting. Did I mention Mashabela?
Yes,
it's you there. Did. They're all family. They've all been here. No. Except for Skumba.
And then I'm going to...
Skumba's not family. No, he's not. Yeah. Everybody else has been here. Yeah, we love him from afar, but he's not family.
Yeah, he doesn't
family
love
is reciprocated,
us.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah, and then I'm going to Bloemfontein for Valentine's show.
So he's not an acquaintance.
Yeah. No.
No, definitely. He's like Temba Gorimba. Yeah. He does not see us.
You and your stupidity family. Yeah, man. And then I'm going to Bloemfontein, which is the last time I did I did the show there. Sputnik is doing a show with Mashabela also. Yeah. It's a Valentine's show, it's on the 14th. At one of the things there. And then I'm going back to Ghana.
Ghana, bro. And then the school pick up to close the tour off.
You know? Yeah. But yeah, that's what I'm doing, man. I'm on stage a lot. I'm doing my show. And then, just chilling out.
Thank you so much for your time, man. This was amazing, bro. Thank you so much, man. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Chris Mapane.
Chris Mapane.
We out here, man. Podcast and chill. Boom.